Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Fasta Mai, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Thursday, 9th of July, 2020 from Manx Radio, a 30-minute look at the latest news on the island. And background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates and the newsmakers in person. Tonight, day 50 of no new confirmed cases of C19. And from the 20th of this month, you can travel freely at level 5 to level 4. When will the Isle of Man Bank Port Erin branch reopen? Douglas Promenade is one way. Now Summer Hill's going to close. There's VAT help for the hospitality and retail sectors. Is it enough? What's gone wrong with Douglas Council's finances and ex-MLC, ex-MHK? Now back comes Tim Crookall.
Man Benham Advocates for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes to 6, the update news headlines. Fasta Mai, Lewis Foster.
Fasta Mai. Isle of Man residents will be allowed to travel freely to the UK and beyond and return from the 20th of July. Chief Minister Howard Quayle confirmed the border policy change at this afternoon's government media briefing. Those travelling will have to wear a mask and will receive a 2-week self-isolation order upon their return. And today is the 50th consecutive day with no new cases of coronavirus on the Isle of Man. The total number of confirmed cases remains at 336. 6,963 tests have been undertaken, with 26 results outstanding. And there is concern from some people working along Douglas Promenade that ongoing refurbishment works may damage business. It's now been announced that Summer Hill will close for 8 weeks from next Wednesday. In international news, the UK government's announced indoor gyms and swimming pools in England will be allowed to reopen from July the 25th, with safety measures like timed entry and enhanced cleaning. Musicians and dancers will also be able to put on live outdoor performances from this weekend, while nail bars can reopen from Monday. And the unions called job cuts at Boots and John Lewis devastating. More than 5,000 positions will go between the two retailers who've blamed the effects of lockdown. And Donald Trump's been ordered to hand over his financial records to a New York prosecutor. They'll be examined as part of an investigation into alleged hush money payments to two women who claim they've had affairs with him. Those are the headlines. I'll be back with the news at 6.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goromayet, thank you, Lewis. From the Runnels Way Met Office, Irish Sea weather indicates some strong winds tonight out in the North Irish Sea. On the island tonight, pleasant, dry and clear, and it'll be dry and clear through the night. The northwest wind increasingly fresh to strong, down to 9 degrees. Jahenya, dry and sunny with a fresh to strong northwest wind easing into Friday afternoon. Daytime highest is 16 degrees. Overnight minimum into Saturday is 11. Jasan, dry with sunny intervals, a light to moderate northwest wind backing southwesterly during the afternoon. We're up to 16 degrees on Saturday. Low water, 16 minutes past 9 tonight. Sunset, 10 to 10. High water overnight, 24 minutes past 3. Sunrise, a minute to 5 a.m. And low water for Friday morning at 10 o'clock.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and get your instant quote online. manxglass.com.
Isle of Man residents will be allowed to travel freely to the UK and beyond and return from the 20th of this month. Our Chief Minister Howard Quayle confirmed the border policy change at this afternoon's government media briefing after a COMIN meeting earlier today, which will see the island move to level 4. If you travel, you'll still have to quarantine at home for a fortnight on your return, but only you, the traveller, needs to self-isolate, not the entire household, unless you develop symptoms. If you're seeking to leave the Isle of Man, you'll have to wear a mask and will receive a self-isolation order, which makes it clear it's a legal agreement and failure to do so will be prosecution. Here's more of what the Chief Minister had to say.
After careful consideration, we decided unanimously that we are now ready to make this significant step. I am pleased to confirm that from Monday, the 20th of July, Isle of Man residents will be free to travel to the United Kingdom and beyond and return. Until now, travellers have had to show that their journey off Ireland is essential, that there was a genuine, compassionate reason to go. I should emphasise that today's changes apply to Isle of Man residents only. Borders are still closed to non-residents unless they have been granted an exemption. We have thought long and hard about moving to Level 4. We have listened carefully. We knew that we could not keep border restrictions in place indefinitely. Our decision today is a cautious one, based on an assessment of the risks involved and the evolving picture in the United Kingdom and beyond. We carefully considered the impact of our people who are separated from loved ones. Our borders framework set out the indicators which allow for gradual relaxation of the closed borders policy. According to the United Kingdom's Office of National Statistics, the COVID infection rate in England currently stands at approximately one person in every 3,900 people. We judge that this is an acceptable level for us to move to Level 4. We are at our 50th day without any case, and in many respects, island life has returned to normal. Allowing our citizens to travel off-island to see family, for business purposes, to go on holiday, shopping, or simply for a change of scene, is the right thing to do. There is no compelling reason not to. Waiting yet longer, as some would have us, just to be on the safe side, becomes increasingly hard to justify when infection rates amongst our nearest neighbours are falling. But we will still need to maintain some important restrictions for a while. The traveller must on return quarantine at home for 14 days. This is an essential condition of travel. No ifs or buts.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology.
23 minutes to 6 on update from Manx Radio. Traders in Port Erin are concerned that the continued closure of the village Isle of Man bank branch will damage business and the community. Staff at local facilities have been centralised to assist with the bank's COVID response, but some have criticised the slow reopening of regional locations. Now lockdown has lifted. With the details, Ewan Gawne.
Like Peel, Port Erin's branch has remained closed since the end of lockdown, despite reopenings in Douglas, Ramsey and Castletown. Isle of Man Bank staff have been redeployed during the crisis to deal with requests for overdrafts, loans and capital repayments, but businesses in Port Erin want their branch back. Steve George is the chairman of the Port Erin Traders Association. I asked him if he's optimistic the bank will stay.
We're not that optimistic because we never get a straight answer about it. We're hopeful, but we're not getting a straight answer, yes or no, at the moment.
And we understand that you're fearful that people are now going elsewhere, basically, because they can get their banking done in Castletown.
At the moment, that's the option that we have. But we are hearing from the traders and we're also hearing from individual people that it's not exactly the right system to go to Castletown, especially old people, because they have to jump on a bus and go to Castletown to do just simple banking.
Ewan Watterson, Speaker of the House of Keys and a Russian MHK, has suggested the bank run the mobile branch down in Port Erin one day a week, or try redirecting staff from Castletown to the village to open up one morning a week. I spoke to him.
Like many, we understand that the bank can't have done what they've done in supporting customers centrally during the COVID crisis without having to pull people into the centre and do things a bit differently. It's what government's had to do, and I completely understand that it's what the bank's had to do as well. What we all need, of course, now is a bit of clarity going forward. We want that commitment to reopen the branch. It's a well-used, well-loved community branch, and essentially, of course, it's at the heart of the not just the personal community in the Isle of Man, but the retail community as well. It's an absolute prerequisite if we're going to have a thriving centre in Port Erin, Port St Mary, rather than having to go to Castletown or Douglas for all your shopping.
Well, you say it's well used. Have you got anything to back that up?
Yeah, I mean, I've met with the head of local banking on the Isle of Man. He's assured me that it's actually got a very healthy footfall for a branch of the Isle of Man Bank. That, I think, bodes well. It's certainly well used by customers, and it's certainly well used by the business community and by retail customers. I don't think anyone's been in there and it's been entirely quiet. That's exactly what you want from a local bank.
Isle of Man Bank has been contacted for comment.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
The next departure from the Steam Packet, tomorrow morning's 10 o'clock sailing of Manan and Tahitian, arriving there at 12:15, departing at 2:15, arriving back on the island at 4:30 tomorrow. The Fastcraft Manannan continues to operate daytime sailings to Heysham. The motor ship Ben McCree again providing our overnight freight service.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
It was announced this week that a busy Douglas Road is to close for 8 weeks as part of the Accelerated Promenade Regeneration Scheme. As part of the next phase of road closures in the capital project, Summer Hill will close from next Wednesday the 15th until the 8th of September. It's a key road for drivers using the prom in its current one-way system to access Onkern and onto the island's coast road. Dolan Mercer spoke to the Infrastructure Minister, Tim Baker, MHK.
It's all about giving the contractor the chance to do the work that's required. It is obviously going to be disruption, but that's inevitable. The clear intent is to get the prom scheme done. We're making good progress. The public are adapting their patterns of travelling. And I think generally there's an appreciation that this is a necessary situation in order to get the prom done.
There may be an appreciation that the prom needs to be done, but the department's already received significant backlash over changes at Governor's Bridge and at Glen Crutchery Road. How are motorists in and around Douglas going to feel about this? It's an 8-week closure to another major route.
Yes, it is. Nobody likes disruption or inconvenience, but unfortunately, it's one of the things that we have to work around. I guess, you know, there's always the potential for more criticism from the public, but what are the alternatives if we want the prom done? Which I think that is the overriding sense, certainly from a government point of view, then we need to take these actions. And if we didn't do them now, we would need to elongate the pain. Traffic flows in Douglas are likely to reduce when the schools close in 2.5 weeks' time. The timing of this work around Summerhill and Broadway is very much timed with that in mind. So both Summerhill and Broadway will reopen on the 8th of September.
This is all part of an acceleration of the promenade redevelopment scheme. You've brought the target end date forward to Easter next year. How is the relationship with the contractor about this? Have they got the resources to implement that?
The contractor, Alden Construction, are extremely committed. I met with them on Friday along with the Chief Minister to review progress. There are some challenges, as there always are with these schemes. But
Are you confident it's really possible, realistically?
It is certainly possible, yes. I mean, it's tight. But if you don't take an ambitious approach with these sort of things, then everything becomes very trade-aller and the scheme drifts. The only way to do it is to give the contractor a fighting chance.
Manx Radio's Business Briefing, brought to you by KPMG.
Workers at Swage Lock Isle of Man have been recognised by Michael Gove, the UK MP, for their contributions during the lockdown. The team helped produce more than 200 ventilators. Working closely with a group in Bristol, MD of Swage Lock Bristol, Simon Cook, got a letter from the Chancellor of the Duchy of Lancaster, Michael Gove, thanking the company for its efforts. Deutsche Bank's been hit by $150 million fine for failing to property monitor its relationship with a convicted sex offender, Jeffrey Epstein. New York state regulators said the bank had suffered significant compliance failures, processing hundreds of transactions for the late financier, including payments to Russian models and an $800,000 suspicious cash withdrawal. Deutsche said it deeply regretted its relationship with Epstein and it spent almost $1 billion improving training and controls and expand its anti-financial crime team to more than 1,500 people. The Dutch housing market's booming despite fallout from the C-19 pandemic. The average price of a home in Holland's gone up 8.8% in the second quarter year on year to €335,000. More houses than ever were sold above the asking price. Investors and expats are staying away so the local Dutch have more opportunities. After 6 years of rising price growth, gross expected to slow to between 4 and 6% this year after an 8% rise last year as the Dutch government introduces measures to increase construction and damp demand in big cities. In Amsterdam, for example, investors are no longer allowed to buy new builds to lease out.
KPMG, here for your business through these unprecedented times. Contact IOM at kpmg.co.im. The Stock Market Report.
brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
Global equity markets fell, giving back some of their weekly gains amid renewed concerns over C-19. Oil prices under pressure as concerns about renewed coronavirus lockdowns in the US. Gold held steady on growing fears that surging C-19 cases could stall a global economic recovery. In corporate news, Rolls-Royce slumped as it said its free cash outflow was 3 billion sterling in the first half of 2020 as wide-body engine flying hours halved because of the historic shock to civil aviation. SSE and National Grid were both under the cosh after energy regulator Ofgem in the UK said network operators should invest 25 billion sterling from 2021 to 2026 to deliver emissions-free energy. And the numbers at the close, the FTSE 100 was down 1.75% at 6,049. The DAX in Frankfurt flat at 12,489. Just after 5 o'clock in New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial down 1.75% at 25,606. The tech stocks index, the NASDAQ, down just over 0.5% at 10,422. And in Chicago, the S&P 500 up just down 1.75% at 3,127. On the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1, 26.1 cents, and €1, 11.6 cents. And commodities, gold down 0.5% at $1,800 an ounce, and Brent crude, a barrel of which has gone down 0.2% at $42.41.
With uncertainty impacting global stock markets, you might think it's not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer great opportunities to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment with Ramsey Crookall, your investment specialists. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
What's happened to Douglas Council's finances? The leader says a loss of income over lockdown's a genuine concern, but insists it's fared well after the impact of the coronavirus pandemic. A stark report into the local authority finances was painting the worst case, according to David Christian. To recoup some of the losses, the council's taken the decision to hand both Chester Street and Drumgold Street car parks back to the DOI. Mr. Christian spoke to our local Democracy reporter Aaron Ibanez.
There's nothing gone wrong. I mean, it's the fact that we've lost so much income. So we've never been in this position before where all car parks in the borough have been closed. £130,000-£140,000 from non-TT events. So, you know, we've still got reserves there, you know, and hopefully at the end of the year, if it doesn't turn out as bad as what we thought it was, we will top that reserve back up again. But they are there for occasions like this. If it was just a loss of rates, I don't think we'd be worrying at all. It's the fact that we do rely on the income coming in from car parks as well, that's where the sting's been.
So in relation to that sting then, as you refer to it, to income, what does recovery look like?
Well, obviously by the car parks going back, straight away that then makes a difference in relation to, it's not the full licence fee, but obviously that will make a difference to the amount of money that we're going to be short because we haven't got to find that. But obviously there is a loss of some income there. We'd still be about 1.2 million. We've got a favourable outturn report from last year where we were roughly £500,000 underspent. And we have painted the worst case scenario. So we are hoping that at the end of the year, if the rates come in as they have done in recent years, and we're practically up there at 100% again, the picture won't be as bad at the end of the financial year. But unfortunately, you never know that till the outturn report comes out, which will not be until this time next year.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fastamai, Darlin Mercer.
Fastamai. With no racing at the Southern 100 this year, fans around the world will be able to hear from some of the racing stars in a live chat show tomorrow evening. Organisers have teamed up with Greenlight Television for a live broadcast hosted by Dave Moore starting at 7 p.m. Competitors confirmed include current solo champion Dean Harrison, Dominic Herbertson, Jamie Coward and sidecar champions Pete Fownes and Jevon Walmsley. The event will be shown on the King of the Roads and Southern 100 Facebook pages, as well as the King of the Roads YouTube channel. The Max Builders Merchants Snooker League got back underway last night, with no matches having been played since the 4th of March due to the coronavirus pandemic. Douglas Snooker Club newbies kept top spot with a 3-2 win over Finch Hill Mob, but Douglas Snooker Club Hurricanes are now just 4 points behind after whitewashing Malou 1 5-0. Peel Legion dropped to third after a 3-2 win over the Finch Hill Young Guns. Further afield, football, Liverpool remain on course to break the Premier League record for most points won in a season. The champions closed in on Manchester City's tally of 100 set in 2018 after beating Brighton 3-1 last night. Manager Jurgen Klopp admits his team are on a remarkable run.
When I think about the next four opponents and look at them and think we will get their 12, 10 or whatever points, I never did that. I can't do that. How could I assume we get all these points? First and foremost, you have to fight for the 3 points. That's what we did tonight again. And I like that. I like that a lot.
On the blue side of the city, Everton boss Carlo Ancelotti believes his team can still qualify for Europe next season. A victory at home to Southampton in the Premier League later would take them to within 3 points of eighth, which could be enough to secure a Europa League spot. Ancelotti knows they're outsiders, but isn't giving up hope.
I think that it will be really important to win the three home games that we have to have a chance. The key point will be this, to win home games and try to win again Wolves or Sheffield. So it will be difficult, but we still have a chance.
Four-time Tour de France winner Chris Froome will leave Team Ineos at the end of the current cycling season. The Brit, who spent a decade with Sir Dave Brailsford's outfit, will join the Israel Startup Nation team.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions.
Good evening. It's 9 minutes to six. Two departures, two arrivals at Ronaldsway Airport. The 4:30 to London City's left spot on time, returning tonight at 8 o'clock. And the 4:50 to Liverpool left 3 minutes late, back at 6:40 tonight. On the road, Strand Street and Castle Street in Douglas. That one-way traffic system suspended from Regent Street to Marina Road for prom work. Old Church Road in Crosby's got two-way traffic signals for drainage work. In Ramsey, North Shore Road's closed from Bowring Road to Shipyard Road, and there's no parking on Old River Road until resurfacing work on North Shore Road's finished. And, of course, Old River Road is closed for carriageway resurfacing. Goes on, Malloo Road in Castletown, two-way traffic signals for stone wall and railing repairs. Athol Street in Douglas, some parking suspended outside numbers 6 to 11 until the 4th of September. They're doing some construction work, and of course on Douglas Promenade, Lock, Harris Central and Queen's Promenade is all one way northbound, plus associated waiting and turning restrictions. The full story at myprom@gov.im.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by
Auto Solutions, 670-145.
A former politician's confirmed he's intending to stand for the next Manx election. Tim Crookall spent 14 years in Keys and Legco. He was elected in 2006 representing Peel and was a member of Legco from 2015 until earlier this year. Tim Crookall spoke to Dollar Mercer about stepping away and his intention to come back.
I left and said I was contemplating. Timing was perfect for me. Personal issues as well. My mother and my mother-in-law were both ill and stuff. But I felt the time was right with the election coming up. I wasn't guaranteed a seat in Legco, of course, but if I'd have been fortunate to get one and then decided to stand at Keys next year, I'd have had to stand down and cause a by-election. It was absolutely the right time for me just to step back and...
And a bit of a break for you as well. I mean, you've mentioned it's been quite a long stint for you in Tynwald in one way or another.
Well, 14 years is a long time, but others have done a lot longer. David Cretney has done much longer and stuff, so... It wasn't so much that, just the timing was absolutely perfect for me just to step back and have a look at and reconsider everything that's going on. And as it stands at the moment, there's a very good chance I'll be standing in the general election, yes.
So maybe 2 years from now, we'll see you back on the hill.
That would be very nice, but there's a lot of time between now and then, a lot of ifs and buts, and but we'll see.
Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
It's almost 2 years since Douglas Promenade's regeneration scheme got underway. Is there any light at the end of the tunnel for businesses? Yesterday it was announced there'll be help for some hospitality and retail firms in the form of VAT changes, the tax on food and attractions reduced from 20 to 5%. But it was also announced Summer Hill's going to close for 8 weeks from next Wednesday across the school summer holidays as the accelerated regeneration scheme kicks into the next phase. Dolan Mercer spoke to Michael George of the Welbeck Hotel whether he thought it would have an impact on his business.
Maybe a little. I think once again it's going to put people off going near the promenade. I'm not a civil engineer and I've never run a construction project of any kind, but it just seems incredible that all three of the major junctions onto the promenade have to be closed off for them to be able to complete the work on time. It just seems a bit beyond it to me. But, you know, like I said, I'm no expert in the field.
Have you seen a big drop-off in footfall and the people passing by?
To be totally honest with you, our position, which is just off the promenade, works both for and against us. We never really were the kind of place that managed to get a great footfall. Obviously, the parking's hurting us at the moment because all the vehicles have had to come off the promenade, so it's a bit difficult to park around here. And I suppose the worry is with these three major junctions closed off, what the traffic's going to be like for people coming up and trying to use Mona Drive and Palace Road.
So is it just really a case of looking ahead to next year's tourist season and just sort of limit damage for this season? Is that the realistic plan for people in your area, do you think?
Yes, I think so, yeah. Obviously, if we were to close and lose all our staff, re-recruiting in kind of 6-8 months' time would be very difficult. If we can just manage to keep the business going to a level where it's viable with the support that we are receiving, and hopefully our Canon will give us a little bit more to help us through what's going to be essentially three winters. That remains to be seen whether we're going to have any more help and whether we will be able to stay viable.
For details of all the stories you've heard this evening and more Manx news, interviews and podcasts, go to manxradio.com, powered by Millie Chaps of Ramsey. Get the free Manx Radio app on your phone and tablet. Get Manx videos and podcasts, news, sport, business and one-touch contact with the studio by email, text, tweet and phone. It's free. Update is available as a podcast via Apple, Google Smart Speaker or Spotify. The details again at manxradio.com. That's it for Update. Compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Lewis Foster, producer Ewan Gorn. I'm Andy Wint, and Update is back tomorrow, Friday evening at 5:30. It's a nice evening. Enjoy it.